On a party-line vote today, a Senate committee advanced President Trump's controversial nominee to be the nation's next public lands chief. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports that former New Mexico Congressman Steve Pierce has supported selling the federal lands he's poised to manage.
The 78-year-old Steve Pierce is the former owner of an oilfield services company. He's also a Trump loyalist. In 2020, as chairman of the New Mexico GOP, he pushed conspiracy theories about widespread voter fraud in the state. But the main flashpoint over his confirmation to lead the Federal Bureau of Land Management, which controls a tenth of all the land in the U.S., is his past support of selling public lands while in Congress. In his recent confirmation hearing, Steve Pierce said those comments are in his past, and President Trump's Interior Secretary, who'd be his boss, is firmly opposed.
The Secretary has been very straightforward that he does not visualize any large-scale sales of land.
Pierce said public land sales are Congress's purview, not the Trump administration's.
That's my commitment to you, that we'll work with you on and follow the law completely.
I'll give him credit that at least he understands that his record is bad enough that now even he's trying to run from it.
Darian Fernandez is a town councilman and Democrat in Taos, New Mexico. Selling federal land has stirred bipartisan backlash in the West, where a lot of the land in states is publicly owned.
Those of us who know Steve Pierce's history in the state of New Mexico know that he likes to say a lot of things and then do exactly the opposite the minute he gets a chance.
Fernandez says Pierce ignored local input and popular support for the creation of two national monuments in his state. Meanwhile, President Trump has never had a Senate-confirmed BLM director. In his first term, his nominee was withdrawn due to similar backlash over public land sales. And last year, his initial choice, a Colorado oil and gas lobbyist, withdrew after comments surfaced she'd criticized Trump's role in the January 6th insurrection. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.